Please rise. Grace, mercy, and peace to you from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. Our text this evening, this Monday, Thursday evening, is a portion of the Holy Gospel as recorded in Mark chapter 14. We begin at the 22nd verse. And as they were eating, he took bread and after blessing it, broke it and gave it to them and said, "Take, this is my body." And he took a cup, and when he had given thanks, he gave it to them, and they all drank of it. And he said to them, "This is my blood of the covenant, which is poured out for the many. Truly I say to you, I will not drink again of the fruit of the vine until that day when I drink it anew in the kingdom of God." This is the word given to us this evening. Thanks be to Jesus. Please be seated. My dear brothers and sisters in Christ Jesus, most of you may remember General George S. Patton, Jr. I'm not saying that most of you are that old. I'm just saying you may remember George S. Patton, Jr. Well, there's a famous story of him, which happens to be true, by the way, that after the war, there was a party thrown by one of the Soviet generals, and the Third Army was invited, which means General Patton and his staff was present. About halfway through the party, the Russian general wanted to toast with General Patton. And now we have this famous reply from Patton, which, by the way, since we're in church, I'll clean up for you. Patton said, "Thank the gentleman, but tell that Russian, who is of questionable birth, that I will never drink with a Russian of questionable birth." You see, General Patton, even General Patton understood that when you share a meal or a drink with someone, that signals that you are in close fellowship with them. Dear ones in Christ Jesus, tonight you will eat, you will drink in fellowship. Yet, is there hatred in your heart? Is there any doubt that what you are about to receive is truly the Lord's body and blood? Do you believe that you will receive his body and blood, not only in that sacramental union which we confess, but also orally into your mouth, into your body? Do you believe that in receiving his body and blood, that your sin, that all your sin is forgiven? That here, once again, your Lord is present to serve you. And as he serves you, you are once again being cleansed from all unrighteousness. Do you believe? Do you believe? Do you believe? Dear one, his Holy Supper joins you with your Lord. And with all the saints of the past, present, and future, this meal that you will partake of tonight, this blessed holy meal, is truly a supper that spans the ages. So since it spans the ages, let's look at the past, the present, and the future that will be. In verse 24, Jesus tells us, "This is my blood of the covenant, which is poured out for many." Notice what Jesus says. He says that this is my blood of the covenant. To aima mu. To aima mu is the Greek phrase. My blood. That talk of blood may hearken you back to the Old Testament lesson that we just read. Moses took the blood and threw it on the people and said, "Behold the blood of the covenant that the Lord has made with you," in accordance with all these words. The blood of sacrificed animals typified and promised the blood of the coming Messiah, the Christ. It was God's own Son, Jesus, who would seal the covenant with blood. With blood that is much more precious, much more holy, much more powerful than the blood of a ram or a goat or a lamb. For this blood, the blood that you partake of tonight, is the blood of the Lamb of God who has taken away all your sin. Thus, Jesus declares to each and every one of you that he has instituted his new covenant. And this new covenant is instituted to ima mu, in my blood. There is no other blood, as you have just heard, no animal blood, and not the blood of any other man. For this blood that you partake of tonight is the holy, precious blood of your Messiah. His covenant, which Jesus speaks of, is his testament for you. The covenant that God made with Moses, as you again heard in the Old Testament reading, was God's covenant that he made with the Israelites. And the Hebrew word for covenant is berith. Berith means a covenant, a one-sided covenant, by the way, where God placed himself into berith, into a covenant relationship with the people of Israel. The Israelites did nothing to deserve this. It was not their work, nor was it the work of Moses. Yes, this covenant that God made there at Mount Sinai was a one-sided covenant, a relationship that God created, and it was God who would sustain this relationship. We could truly say that it is Yahweh's covenant. We call it the Mosaic covenant, but it's actually Yahweh's covenant. So it is with your Lord Jesus Christ. His new covenant comes solely from him. Remember that Hebrew word berith? Well, the New Testament term is diatheke. Diatheke means a one-sided covenant that ties together you with that person. As with the Yahweh covenant, what tied them with Yahweh and what ties you with your Lord Jesus? Blood. And only blood, only the shedding of blood could establish a berith, a diatheke. In other words, what Jesus gives you tonight is his last will and testament. Now, dads and moms, I pray that all of you have a last will and testament. Do you remember going to the attorney, filling out your will? You had to sign the will, and then it had to be attested. It had to be notarized. Well, you see, Jesus has done the same thing. He has made a last will and testament, and it happened in the upper room. You've just heard it read. And Jesus began signing this last will and covenant of his by his own blood, by giving his blood to his disciples. The notary happens there at Golgotha, which we'll talk about tomorrow. But what you know about a last will and covenant is this. You know that your children cannot change it. No one can walk into the attorney's office and say, I don't like my mom's or dad's will, so I want to change it. Good luck. The attorney will show you the door and tell you to walk right out. Anyway, that's what the attorney should do. So therefore, my friends, this last will and testament that we have of our Lord, what gives you or me to change this last will and testament? Yet there are people who do. Oh, you don't have to use bread and wine. That's what Jesus said that we are to use. Oh, Jesus truly isn't present. He says that he is. He says that it's his last will and testament and that he will always be with us. Oh, you don't have to say the verba, the words that Jesus used. You can add anything you want. You can say anything that you wish to say. You see, by doing all those things, you are changing the last will and testament of your Lord, a testament that was signed in his holy, precious blood. You and I don't have the right to change it. And those who do, they will be judged. Lord, have mercy. But you see, with a last will and testament, the only person who could add to it or take away from it is the one who has made the last will or testament. Thus, Jesus here, even tonight, there in the upper room, he tells us, by adding a crowning amendment, that this is poured out for the many. His blood is being poured out for the many. Well, you know, this word many in the Greek could actually mean a great multitude. It could also mean all. It's poured out for all people. Jesus has made this last will and testament for all people. And he has designed it for all people to partake of. You see, that very night, as he served the 11, his sacrificial blood was being poured out for them. Tonight, he once again is present to pour out for you his sacrificial blood. Once again tonight, he is renewing his last will and testament with you, with you, with you. This is the supper of the past. So let's go from past to present, today. We see that in verses 22 through 23. And as they were eating, he took bread, and after blessing it, he broke it and gave it to them and said, "Take, this is my body." And he took a cup, and when he had given thanks, he gave it to them, and they all drank of it. In these words, you are actively participating tonight in his covenant, in his last will and testament. As we remember the context, Jesus and his disciples were in the upper room eating the Passover meal. Now, sometimes we lose sight of what the Passover meal was. Remember, it was the meal that the Israelites were to eat to remember their delivery from bondage in Egypt. And the Passover meal was very orderly. There were certain things that the head of the household had to do at certain times. Jesus was the head of the household here. And he followed the order perfectly. That should not surprise us. He's God. It's his meal. He instituted it. At the close of the meal, there's a final blessing that is done. A final loaf of bread, which is, by the way, unleavened bread, that he will bless, he will break, and he will pass out to each member of the family. And then he picks up the cup of blessing. And it's this cup of blessing that Jesus gives to his disciples to eat. It's the very same meal that you'll be partaking of tonight, except it's no longer the Passover meal for the Jews. It's the Passover meal for you and for me. So as you hear the words of institution tonight, you can think, this is Jesus speaking to you. He is present and he is giving, he is providing, he is feeding you tonight. Yes, tonight he is here. Soon you will stand here at this altar and he will feed you. He will bless you with his body and blood. He will say to each of you, "Take, eat, this is my body, which is given for you." And then he will give you the cup and you will drink. Now we call that cup a chalice. But you will drink, and as he gives it to you, you will drink it for the forgiveness of your sins. You see, my dear friends, tonight you will not eat roasted lamb as Jesus and the disciples did. Rather, you will eat the final sacrificial lamb, who has taken away the sins of the world and your sins too. Tonight, you'll not have the blood of a sacrificial lamb to be sprinkled on you or poured onto you. Rather, you will drink the blood of the Lamb of God for the remission of all your sin. Tonight, dear one of Christ Jesus, he truly is present as your host. Oh yes, you will hear the words of a man, but you're actually hearing the words of the Lamb of God who lovingly says to you, "Depart in peace." Then you will respond by singing, "Lord, now lettest thou thy servant depart in peace. For mine eyes have seen thy salvation, which thou hast prepared before the face of all people. Just like old Simeon, you tonight behold your Savior. That's the supper tonight in the present. Now we come to the supper of the future. Truly I say to you, Jesus said, I will not drink again of the fruit of the vine until that day when I drink it anew in the kingdom of God. Jesus begins this by saying truly. In the Greek, it's actually amen. We know this word, amen. Amen is God's word of approval. It's His stamp of approval saying, this is what I will do. It's a word of truth. It's His seal of authority. He's telling His disciples that He's about to die. And that He's telling them that never again will I eat this Passover meal. And then He institutes, after He has instituted His meal, He tells them that He will eat and drink again. So therefore, they are not to be afraid. And they are not to be forlorn. And He says the same to each every one of you tonight. Don't be afraid. Don't be forlorn. I'm always with you. I promise to never leave or forsake you. Tonight He proves it. Yes, the day will come when He will drink again. And it will be wonderful. And it will be anew. For when He drinks again, dear friend, you will be with Him. You will be with Him in the kingdom of God. And there you will enjoy with Him forever the marriage feast of the Lamb, which tonight is a foretaste of that feast. But need I remind you, there is one more drink that Jesus must swallow. A sour wine. His final drink in His humiliation was a bitter cup of suffering that He drank to the very bottom. Not one drop was left. He drank the cup of suffering. He drank it all for you, for me. Then your suffering servant rose on the third day. He ascended into heaven, and He now stands at the right hand of God, interceding for each and every one of you. As we look into heaven tonight, even as we are here tonight in heaven, we hear from the book of Revelation. And what do we hear from that prophetic book? We hear of the future wedding feast of the Lamb. Then I heard what seemed to be the voice of a great multitude, like the roar of many waters, and the sound of mighty peals of thunder, crying out, Hallelujah! For the Lord our God, the mighty, almighty reigns. Let us rejoice and exult and give Him the glory, for the marriage feast of the Lamb has come, and His bride has made herself ready. It was granted her to clothe herself with fine linen, bright and pure. For the fine linen is the righteous deeds of the saints. And the angel said to me, Write this, Blessed are those who are invited to the marriage feast of the Lamb. And he said to me, These are the true words of God. Blessed are these who are invited to the marriage feast of the Lamb. These are the true words of God. For tonight, dear friend, when you eat and when you eat and drink for the strengthening of your faith, for life and salvation, for the forgiveness of all your sin. That's the supper that spans the ages. Thanks be to Jesus. Amen. Please rise. The peace of God that surpasses all human understanding, guard your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus now and forever. Amen.